104.5 The Zone, 7:34. The Wake Up Zone powered by the Tennessee Lottery. Have a little fun with those instant games. Play the new April instant games. The top prizes ranging from $1,000 up to $2 million. Go by any Tennessee Lottery retailer. Pick up the new April instant games today. Well, the Titans are underway with their offseason program. We bring in linebacker Jayon Brown for a few minutes here. Jayon, how are you doing this morning?
Doing great. How are you?
Yeah, we're good. You want the fun questions first or you want the football first?
Let's do the fun one.
All right. I read you're a Game of Thrones guy. Were you satisfied with the episode on Sunday?
Very satisfied. It was everything I expected. So I'm just looking forward to the next episode.
Now, were you one of those who's just pumped for it all the way? You know, with the anticipation of getting started again. You know, through this after this long layoff.
Oh man, I was hyped up. I think everybody was hyped up like that in the whole locker room, because when we came back in on Monday, it was nothing but Game of Thrones talk.
Who's the biggest Game of Thrones guy in the locker room?
I'm gonna have to say, I don't know, because everybody's so into it. So I think it's like just an overall team thing. So I can't give you one individual person. We're all pretty heavily into it.
Okay, one more fun one. Who is the most famous alum of Long Beach Poly, where you went to high school?
Most famous alum. I'm gonna have to say.
Say yourself. Dog
and Cameron Diaz, and then. Behind them too, all the football players that we got.
He said Snoop Dogg and Cameron Diaz.
Yeah.
All right. Now a football question. Year three, how have you learned to manage your time and body in the off season to get ready to get after it again here?
Well, coming into year three, just being through the NFL for going on 3 years now, I know how to treat my body, what to do for it, listening to the vets throughout my rookie year and my second year. So just coming in, knowing what to do and how to be a pro and just keep improving.
Jayon Brown's our guest from the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah, I mean, talking about improvement, man, you improved drastically from year one to year two. Where do you see you, need to continually develop and get even better?
Just throughout practice and throughout this period right now of like OTAs, just continue developing, getting stronger, faster and more explosive, and just keep learning the playbook to just improve each and every week throughout practice, and then hope get that translating onto the field on Sundays.
Man, what has been the difference between Vrabel this year compared to his first year last year, I guess, in an introductory meeting with the team?
Well, we just having him through a year, we just know what to expect of him, how he has high expectations for us, and just he wants us to be a great team. So having that year to get our chemistry down and just build off of everything we did last year, so this year we can hit the field running.
Jayon, well, first of all, I'll ask you the fun one. Saw you on the NFL Network. How did you enjoy that, and do you see TV in your future?
That was a really great experience. I had a great time on NFL Network, and who knows? Maybe you might see me on Game of Thrones if they make that little side show off of it. Who knows?
You never know.
Yeah. Watch out for Big Will, man.
Exactly.
He can get you USC, babe.
You know, when the Titans drafted you, they talked about you more as a sub-package player, a guy who could help them in pass coverage. But then you went and fooled everybody last year, Jayon, where you showed you could get to the quarterback, you could play the run. What did that mean to you that maybe they realized they got a little bit more than they thought when they brought you in here?
It's just that I've just developed. So great coaches right here, and just my mindset of just showing that I'm more than a sub-package linebacker. I can play linebacker each and every down, and I proved that last year, so I just got to keep on proving myself each and every day to my teammates and to my coaches and keep getting better.
Did that role evolve, or was that something you were really determined to show last year?
I was determined to show it as well, but also just getting better each and every day through our drills of working our heads. Our hands, like shocking the shed and getting off of blocks with linemen, and just being elusive and quick. So just putting all of our drills together and making it happen on the field.
What about, Dean Pease obviously recognized your skill set. That has to be important too, right?
Yeah, no doubt. Having a deep coordinator around watching the linebacker drills, as he watches everybody drills, but just giving me the opportunity to use my speed to, you know, get home to the quarterback and make plays.
Cameron Wake, obviously, one of the newest Titans, will probably be in on the linebacker meetings. If you could pick his brain about anything, what do you want to learn from him?
Just everything, a lot. He's been in the game for a long time, and he's been doing it at a high level. So just picking his brain like that, and then just, you know, how is he keeping his body, all that type of stuff, because he's a very savvy vet and been doing it for at a high level for a long time.
Now, phase one, obviously, of preseason camp, you know, is pretty specific in terms of the strength coaches, you know, only being allowed out there. What do you try to get accomplished during the phase one aspect?
Just continue getting stronger, you know, doing our upper bodies and lower body lifts, and also just being excited to be back with the guys and my teammates and just joke around and have fun. So it's great being back.
Anything you did differently in your off season training? You know, maybe something different than you did in your first off season?
Not really. I went back to the workout at the same place in Proactive in California, and just worked out harder and just got around the same type of guys. So just really nothing, but just a mindset that I know that I have to keep on improving and get stronger and elevate my game from prior years.
All right, last year, all the Titans, or most of the Titans, engaged in that Fortnite, you know, a real-life game. Not really real life, but with the swords. Are you guys going to do that again this year?
Who knows? New year, new games to be played. We just got to figure it out. It'll come to us one of these days.
Jan, did you go anywhere interesting, let's say on vacation or anywhere your off time or during your downtime?
I mostly stayed in California with the family, and just happy to be back with them because I don't get to see them as often. But just stay back in California. California is pretty much a vacation.
Vacation itself. All right. Well, so did you go out to dinner with Chip Kelly?
Well, can you say that again?
The head coach of UCLA?
Yeah. I went to a couple of UCLA practices while they were working out. Got to chop it up with him a little bit. So I'm looking forward to what he can do for us this year.
All right, cool. Jan, thanks for the time. All the best as you get started with the off-season program here.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys for having me.
Okay, have a good day.
Hey, you too.
It's Titans linebacker Jayon Brown.